Peace, yo, it's Brother High Tim again coming at you, and today we're going to talk about scattered faith. Man, is your faith scattered? Tune in and let's talk about it just for 5 minutes. Peace. I was trying to set my timer on my watch, but I got it on saving so I don't burn it out. But yo, family, yo, I want to welcome you. I didn't get a chance to do this one yesterday. Actually, I wasn't motivated to really get up and do it. Some of y'all out there, y'all understand what I'm saying. But I thought it was important because I got to do it. I got to do two today. This one is about how our faith is scattered because it's so many things for us to invest our faith in. We got to look at our faith as faith is a tool. Faith is a resource, as I try to point out often, that we have to be very selective about where we place it. Many of us are spreading our faith so thin that we cannot pull to us and move towards what it is we truly want. We the thing that we need to believe in the most, we don't, because we don't have the time. It's sort of like our thoughts, right? We got our thoughts just popping out everywhere, boom, boom, boom. Same with our faith. We got that faith energy going into so many different things. We believe in so much that we cannot focus our faith on the big ideas. Now, with the Player's Pyramid, which we'll be going into probably in the next few videos, we're going to cover quite a few videos going through the Player's Pyramid. We talk about faith being a resource that we could use to galvanize or to build up enough belief energy so that we could move towards what it is that we want to accomplish in our life. But in this world today, we got so many different things that's coming at us, that's pulling on that same energy. And because we cannot focus our faith or focus our thoughts on where we need to be going, it makes it harder for us to get there. I'm not going to say that you're not going to get there or it's impossible, but it's a lot harder. It's a lot easier when you are able to get your faith and get it focused into what it is that you're trying to move towards. And you just use that energy to help propel you towards that, right? Because once you fire up the energy of faith in you, it opens up the other principles. It makes it possible for the creativity, especially that creativity, to flow, because you have to believe first in yourself, then in the goal, in your ability to accomplish the goal you want to accomplish. Please remember that your faith is like a fire, right? That you could use as a light, that you could use to burn things, that you know what I'm saying? To fire up the engine of your life. So I want you, and I struggle with this as well. Because right now, it's so many different things going on. There's so much information coming at us. It's hard for us to focus. And one of the things that we're going to need to do as a people and as individuals is to learn to focus our faith energy into the things that we need, right? And being able to singularly focus it at times so that we can move towards what it is that we want to accomplish. This is Brother High Tim, and I won't stop on that point, and I'm out.